as you're getting a bit older and wiser, perhaps, you know, there's not so many managers' jobs come up, but it's a sort of different situation here. You know, I think that the manager itself was looking for help. You know, he's had it before where Lenny Lawrence come in and done this job, and I think he instigated a lot of it. And I think another good point here is, you know, the chairman and vice chairman have both felt they lack a bit of experience as well, so they needed a more experienced person around. And I think last year maybe they made a mistake in their signing and saw the problem early enough and dealt with it. And Jamie come in and done a good job, and I think his best period was when he was with Lenny, and it worked. And I think this season, Jamie's been feeling a little bit lonely. You know, it's hard when you're having a tough start, especially when you're losing games at home. And I think you need someone to turn to. And, you know, I've been, you know, a manager now, or a manager or coach, for 20-odd years. And I can help him when it feels tough.
Clearly, you've got a lot of managerial experience and coaching experience, as you say, and crucially, you have at this level as well, because this is different to, say, the Championship, isn't it, really?
Oh, totally different. You know, I can't turn around and say I've been a great manager, but I've been a manager and I've been successful in the lower two divisions all my career. And I think I've had 10 promotions in all, you know, with sort of playing, coaching, and then managing as well. But all from the lower divisions, you know, from Division 4 as was, and Division 3. You need someone who's been down here and understands this, because, you know, it's like when you bring loan players in, you get these kids of great technical players that you bring in from Premier League clubs, but then they come to Division 2 and they see what, you know, they don't understand it, and it, all of a sudden it hits them. And you know, you've got to know what goes on in Division 2 football.
The board members have told us in the short term, very short term, your role is to sort of have a look at the, yeah, the structure of the club, if you like, from top to bottom, and report back to them. So going to be a busy time for you, I presume.
Yeah, I think that, you know, that's one of the things that it's very hard to do as a manager. You know, you manage the players and look after the coaching side of it and that, but my job revolves around all the football side, you know, upwards and downwards, you know, taking things that Jamie and even experienced managers don't like doing, taking them away from him, you know, worrying about budget and how you're going to work and, you know, how you're going to get players in on that type of money. It's not easy, you know, and we've got to be totally transparent with the supporters and make sure everyone's aware that the budget at this football club isn't very high, and it isn't very high because the support is not as good, because you can only spend 55% of what you get in through the terraces, and so we need everyone to help us. You know, if we need another player, we could do with another 500 supporters, and they're only going to come if it's exciting and we're winning.
Look at the league table, says obviously a very tough start to the season. Are you confident that the raw material's here to get Hereford out of it?
No, definitely not. You know, we've got to come in and be transparent. As I said, we can't come in and say yes, this is it. I didn't even say that in the interviews. I didn't say that we could come in and help save the club. I think that's the challenge to everybody. But when we're saying everybody, we're already taking it to the changing rooms. You know, we've talked to the players and got them to understand what sort of situation they're in. The board of directors obviously know what situation they're in as well. Jamie does, because Jamie was the one who instigated getting help. But the people who matter the most are the people who's going to be here forever, and that's the supporters. You know, everyone else, we're mercenaries, we come and go. You know, I've been a manager at Shrewsbury, which is one of your rivals, and now I'm a manager here, and I'm a Hereford person now. I'm nothing to do with Shrewsbury. So we're mercenary, we go where the job is, but the supporters are here forever. So, you know, every supporter's got to ask themselves, do we want to be in the conference? Because it takes so long to get out of the conference. They've got to ask themselves, can I help?